Our text for today is the gospel lesson from the 9th chapter of Mark. In Jesus' name, amen. In The Freedom of the Christian, Dr. Martin Luther asserts that the Christian is a free Lord, servant to none, and a bound servant, subject to all. In our sermon text, Jesus comments on this direct paradox. Here Jesus proclaims his death and resurrection, which set us free. And here Jesus calls his disciples to be servants of all. Together, these teach us that the greatest is servant of all. Now, we have ideas of who is the greatest. It's Sunday. It's football. We have a parade of athletes claiming to be the greatest. And if it's not athletes, then it tends to be movie stars or music stars. It's the rich, the leaders of business, the leaders of nations. And Jesus speaks of his passion and death, and that should clearly have set the tone for any further discussion. But from what follows, it is obvious, it is even clearly stated, that the disciples did not understand Jesus' words. Instead, the disciples are arguing about who is the greater. The Greek word is not greatest, as the ESV translated, but the greater. Evidently, they are arguing among one another about who is number one, all the way down to who takes up that position of number 12. And Jesus asks what they're discussing. They are silent. And they are guilty as Jesus is revealing their pride. Oh, we have the same debates, even if it's with ourselves, in our imagination. Our pride asserts that we are better than others. We are sure of our status, of our power. We value the praise of others over our peers. We imagine a more exalted position so we can lord it over others. We tell others of our accomplishments, and we don't see how full of pride we are becoming. We measure ourselves by things that make us look better than others. What we wear, our physical appearance, or even on the amateur stage, who is the best at 3-on-3 basketball or on the tennis court? Our leadership roles, whether they are in the church or in the society. Like the disciples, we have the wrong idea of greatness. But Jesus shows the true measure of greatness. Whoever would be first, Jesus says, must be last of all and servant of all. Jesus is surely the teacher, the greatest among men, and yet he sits down among the disciples as teacher. The posture of one serving others. And the one who would be truly great is quite happy as one who would serve a child as well as lead a group of men. This leaves no room for pride. We measure greatness by how much service the greater one receives. But true greatness is found in how the greater one serves. We say that true greatness comes now in humility, because the greatest is the servant of all. Jesus is the greatest because he's servant of all. We take a look at Jesus, and we measure him the way the world would measure greatness. Boy, we see that greatness in his miracles, in his teachings that point to him as the Son of Man. He's revealed in all of his glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. But Jesus' words now reveal true greatness. Jesus will be handed over into the hands of men. He will be physically beaten and abused by those hands. He will submit to the schemes of evil men. They will kill Jesus. He will suffer the ultimate physical punishment, slow and painful death. Jesus on the cross is the last of all men. But Jesus suffers this to be the servant of all. His life is offered as a ransom for the whole world. His life is offered as a ransom for your sins. Your pride is forgiven by Jesus, who serves you. You are forgiven as you confess that boasting of material possessions and advantages. Jesus forgives your pride over accomplishments and roles. Call that greatness? You bet. Jesus, servant of all, would then be exalted. His greatness is humility confirmed in the resurrection. 3 days after his death, he rises from the dead. The crucified Son of Man reigns eternally as the servant king. Greatness is measured as he has now just served us all. The servant of all now sets you free to serve. You have been joined to Jesus' death and resurrection in the waters of baptism. You live in the kingdom with the Son of Man. Here you were set free from sin and death. Therefore, crucify the sinful flesh with its desires. Jesus purges you of your pride, humbling himself to serve you. Jesus works in you that you also might be a servant. He enables you to live simply so that others may simply live. Jesus calls you to use all of those accomplishments, all of those achievements, all of those roles as a measure of how you can serve the needs of others. You know, the place that you find yourself today is your servant place. Jesus gives you a place to be Christian in your neighborhood. And that is your vocation. That is your calling. You have a family servant role. You have a civil servant role. A school or a work servant role. A church community servant role. Whatever is on your plate today, do it as Jesus would do it for you. Jesus exalts you, his humble servant. You are exalted, reflecting the glory of the Son of Man. In Jesus Christ, you are joined to the servant of all, the greatness in the Son of Man's dominion. Servant to none, subject to all, in Jesus' name, amen.